C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, November 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We haven't heard about stimulus checks in a while, but as the current tax year draws to a close, a lot of people who didn't get the money earlier in the year may still be able to find a way of claiming it.
If you can reduce your income for 2021, you may qualify in a way that you didn't qualify before.
On today's show, we'll talk with our tax reporter Laura Saunders about ways to qualify for stimulus money, as well as other payments like child tax credits and other things that taxpayers should be doing to prepare before the end of the year. That's after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Around this time of the year, we typically talk about how people can get a head start on getting their taxes in order for the current year. But there are special factors this year that can make it even more important to prepare. The right planning could mean a lot more money in your pocket. WSJ tax reporter Laura Saunders is here to walk us through it. Laura, it's great having you with us.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
So, you know, Laura, aside from not having to deal with tax planning and the blizzard of paperwork all at once next year, what kinds of quirks in the tax laws can benefit people who start getting their ducks in a row now?
Most planning that reduces your 2021 taxes has to be done before the end of the year. And this year, there are several provisions that are just for 2021 provisions, maybe unless Congress extends them, but they were connected with the pandemic, like the stimulus payments. And so some of these are quite large, and it's a good idea to see if you can plan now and really make a difference in your tax bill next year.
Yeah, one of those things that can make a big difference is a stimulus payment. So let's tackle that first, the third payment of stimulus that was rolled out earlier this year. Now, if somebody didn't qualify for a check when those payments went out, how could they put themselves in line for that money now?
Well, this is really important. That third round of stimulus payments in March was $1,400 per household member. That is much bigger than the other ones. And they were based on people's 2019 or 2020 tax returns, and you had to have certain incomes to qualify for them. And this is really important. For married couples, it was $150,000 of income. For singles, it was half that, $75,000. And the phase out is really, really steep, like at $160,000. But what that really means is that if you can reduce your income for 2021, you may qualify in a way that you didn't qualify before. Maybe something happened. Maybe somebody left a job this year. Maybe a baby was born and you get an extra $1,400 payment. But you might not get it if it's $162,000, but you will get it if it's $149,500. So it's really worth seeing if you can, you know, rearrange your income if you're in that phase out zone.
You say rearrange your income. How do you do that?
Well, there are a lot of ways to do it. There are ways not to do it, too. You don't want to have more mortgage interest or more charitable deductions or things like that, because the deductions on Schedule A will not lower your income for the purposes of the child tax credit or the stimulus payments. So you have to look to other things. A SEP IRA, an IRA, a 401k plan, a health savings account, flexible spending accounts, all of these things reduce your reported income to the IRS. And some of them can still be done this year.
Now, you mentioned a SEP IRA. What is that?
That would be for business owners or gig workers. Solo 401ks or SEP IRAs, simplified employee plan, I think that's called. And you can put many thousands of dollars into those and reduce your reported income.
Now, Laura, you also mentioned charitable donations as being something that people would not need to account for. But that's something that people usually think about at this time of the year as a way to reduce income. So why wouldn't that work in this particular case?
Well, it wouldn't work because it's an itemized deduction on Schedule A, And the way that Congress has defined the income eligibility for these tax breaks, they don't include reductions from itemized deductions, such as mortgage interest, state taxes, charitable contributions, medical expenses, and things like that. It's further up in the tax return. So for most people, it's their adjusted gross income.
You know, we're talking about these stimulus checks, and one question that comes up a lot, and just to be clear here, are those stimulus payments taxable?
No, they are not taxable. And if you qualify for more stimulus money, you will claim it on your 2021 tax return. And so it's also important to say that people who got a check for part of the money based on their earlier income, if they have lower income this year, could get a check for more money from their 2021 tax returns.
Ah, okay. So when you put it on your 2021 tax return, you're simply acknowledging you got it, but it's not part of the process where you'd be taxed on it?
That's correct. No tax. It's just a kind of a reconciliation. What did you get? Do you qualify for more? Things like that.
Okay. Now, there are also child tax credits on the table. What steps can people take to unlock some of those funds?
Well, in general, I would say that the lower your income, the more child credits you will get. And so the same steps that help for the stimulus payments would help for the child tax credits.
And what would the effect of that be?
The effect it could have is that it would lower your taxes. It's a really complicated area because for 2021, Congress enacted an extra child tax credit on top of the one we already have. And it's up to $1,600. And that's a dollar for dollar break. It's not a deduction. It's a tax credit. Now, there's a phase out for both the new child tax credit and the existing child tax credit. But the important thing to know is that it phases out, but it doesn't phase out as quickly as stimulus payments. So the lower your income is, the more you will get.
Now, you've been with us before talking about how those child tax credits could have an impact on people preparing their tax returns next year. And there's another change people should keep in mind, right?
Well, this is really, really important because when Congress expanded the child tax credit, it also told the IRS to give up to half of it to people during the year, you know, to make a monthly payment of up to $200 a month to people who are receiving it. But that could reduce their refunds next year. If you've been getting a check monthly from the IRS this year, your refund could be lower. How this works is complicated and will affect different groups of taxpayers differently. But people who depend on those big refunds to pay Christmas bills or other kinds of bills may need to be careful in their expectations this year.
Now, that additional child tax credit, Congress put that into effect for 2021. Any word on that being extended beyond this year?
I think Congress does plan to extend it, but we won't know until the law passes, possibly in late December.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, it's been terrific having you with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.